This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hi, I'm Angela Solomons. I'm the Education Coordinator with Taranaki Community Law, and I am the Law Lady. I'm bringing you the legal information you need to know. Well, it's all.
Kia ora koutou katoa, and today we are talking about minimum wage, because the minimum wage increased on the 1st of April, so we're going to have a little bit of a look about what this means and what this might mean for your pay. So as always, the show is only general information and your specific circumstances may be different. If you'd like some specific advice, if you are unsure if you are getting the minimum wage, you can give us a call on 0800 529 878. Or you can contact your own lawyer. The information on my show isn't meant to replace individual advice from a lawyer, but we would like to hear from you. So if you've got anything to share about this show or any of my previous shows, you can post on our Taranaki Community Law Facebook page. You can also follow Taranaki Community Law on Instagram and on TikTok. And there is some information on our social media about the minimum wage and sort of what it's gone up to and things like that. So, minimum wage, 1st of April is the date on which the minimum wage increased, and it increased for adults to $23.50 per hour. For young people who are on the starting out wage, it increased to $18.80, and for people who are on the training wage, it increased again to $18.80. I'll talk a little bit about the difference, what those other minimum wages are. But the important thing is that this is the least you can get paid. So this is before tax and before any other deductions come out of your pay. So that's how that amount is. And you cannot be paid a lower amount than that minimum wage. And that applies from the 1st of April. So prior to the 1st of April, the adult minimum wage was $23.15, and now it is $23.50. So it's not a huge increase, but it does mean that if you were anywhere, if you're being paid anywhere between $23.15 and $23.50, then your pay needs to go up to at least $23.50 from the 1st of April. So the 1st of April might have been in the middle of a pay kind of run. That doesn't make any difference. Your boss can't wait until your next, you know, fortnightly pay and then start doing it. It needs to be from that date. So that's how that works. That's your hourly rate of $23.50. The employment, .govt.nz, which has lots of good information about things like minimum wage, also has a little table that shows you how much you should earn for an 8-hour day, for a 40-hour week, and for an 80-hour fortnight. So you can go there and have a look if you are receiving, for example, a salary, and you're working 40 hours to see how much you should be getting each week or each fortnight, what your kind of minimums are. And if you're receiving less than that or a lower amount than that, then you are not being paid the minimum wage. Equally, if you are working more hours than that, so you're working more than 40 hours in a week, but your pay is not higher, then you are also not being paid the minimum wage. So if you're being paid less than the minimum wage, or you think you might be, you can report that to the Labour Inspectorate. So this is a group of people who they work for the government and they look at minimum employment rights. So they can come and have a bit of a check. They can help deal with your employer as well. Or you can give us a call and make an appointment to see one of our lawyers. So our service is free. There's no cost. And if you don't think you're being paid the minimum wage, we can also help you in that situation as well. Any concerns that you raise, if you call the Labour Inspectorate, will be confidential. So they'll be handled safely. So you don't need to worry that they're going to turn around and tell your employer that you've called them and that, you know, that's what's happening. So there are three different types of minimum wages. So for the vast majority of people, you are going to be receiving the adult minimum wage. So that one is for everybody who is over 18 and who is not doing training as part of their employment. So if you're over 18 and you're not doing some form of training which is in your employment agreement, then you are entitled to the adult minimum wage. But there are a smaller group of people who might be on what's called the starting out wage or the training wage. And this is a lower amount. And there are some more specific situations around when you can be paid this or not. So it's really important to understand that if you're being paid that lower amount, that $18.80, for either the starting out or the training wage, there are actually quite specific rules around how those minimum wages apply. So it isn't just a matter of your employer going, oh, well, you're just starting out with us, so I'll put you on the starting out rate. Or, you know, you're doing some training as part of your employment, so you'll be being paid the training wage until you're, you know, up to speed. That's not how those minimum wages work. They're actually much more specific than that. So break for our first song. I Hari Ake Nei, we will talk about what those other two minimum wages are and what the requirements for them are. And our song today, our first song today is by Eileen Jewell, and this is 79 Cents. Lady on Access Radio 104.4 FM, and today we are talking about the minimum wage. So the minimum wage increased from the 1st of April to $23.50 for adults and to $18.80 for the starting out and training wages. The starting out and training wages are set at 80% of the adult minimum wage. That's how they work out how much that one is. So you're only getting 80% of what you'd be getting if it was the adult minimum wage. And the starting out minimum wage is a specific thing for young people, essentially. So the starting out minimum wage applies if you are 16 or 17 and you haven't worked for your current boss for 6 months. So it's starting out when you're first starting your job. Now, if you are under 16, there is no minimum wage. So you can be paid whatever someone wants to pay you. There's no limit on how little money you can get. Once you are 16, though, these minimum wages apply. Okay, so if you are 16 or 17 and haven't worked for your current employer for 6 continuous months, then you can be paid the starting out wage. So that means that for your first 6 months in a job, you can be paid that $18.80. Once you have been working for 6 months, then you must automatically go up to at least the adult minimum wage, which is that $23.50. Okay, so it's only for the first 6 months of any job. It can be for, so if you change jobs, you can get the starting out wage in that next job for the first 6 months, but it's only for that 6 months. You must be paid at least the adult minimum wage once you've been working for 6 months. And when they're looking at 6 months, it doesn't matter how many hours you work or, you know, how many days or anything like that. It is simply that you are, you've been there for 6 months physically. I'm using my hands to indicate like a time period. and this is really important actually, it applies even if you started work before you were 16. So if you started work when you were 15, let's say the day you turned 15 to make it easier for my calculations, then by the time you're 16, you've been with that boss for more than 6 months, so then they must pay you $23.50. They must pay you the adult minimum wage at that point. Because it's, the starting out wage only applies for the first 6 continuous months that you are employed by that employer, regardless of when that 6 months starts. So if you've been there for more than 6 months, even if you started before you were 16, then you're entitled to be paid the adult minimum wage automatically once you hit that 6 month mark. There is another kind of group of people who are entitled to be paid what's called the starting out minimum wage. This is 18 or 19-year-olds, so slightly older, where you've been paid one or more specified social security benefits for at least 6 months, and you haven't worked for one employer for 6 continuous months since you started being paid a benefit. So this is mostly the situation where you are a young person, maybe you're receiving the young parents benefit, or you might be receiving the young person's benefit, unsupported living, something like that. And so if you've been paid that for at least 6 months continuously, so in one go, and you then can get paid, you can be paid the starting out wage for the first 6 months of a job. Right, so same rules around being the first 6 months of the job as it is for 16 or 17-year-olds. And you can really, you can only get this, this can only be paid to you once, because you have to have been on the social security benefit for 6 months and then get a job. Because if you have had a job while you are on the benefit, then the rules don't apply to this. So then you'd be entitled to the adult minimum wage in that situation. So in that situation, you've been on a benefit for at least 6 months and you're 18 and 19, and then you get a job, you can be paid that starting out wage, but only for the first 6 months that you are in any job. All the other same rules definitely still apply. Now, you don't have to be paid the starting out wage just because you are a young person. Many employers choose not to pay the starting out wage and start everybody on the adult minimum wage. That's completely fine. That's a thing they can do. There are also a couple of other exceptions. You can't apply, you can't get the starting out wage if your role includes supervising or training other workers either. So if you are duty manager, we can be duty manager at that age, if you are just the manager or a supervisor or something like that, even if you are only 16 or 17, then you must be paid at least the adult minimum wage, regardless of how long you have worked for an employer. But as I said, several big employers choose not to apply the starting out wage. That's up to them. That's a thing that they are allowed to do. You can always be paid more than the minimum wage. Okay, you just can't be paid less. That's the important thing. So it's entirely possible that somebody will offer you more money than what that minimum wage is. So a break for our second song, and when we come back, we'll talk about the training wage. This is also $18.80 an hour, but it has a different set of rules than the starting out wage, so it's a little bit confusing for people about the difference between these two things. And our second song today is by Supergroove, and this is You Gotta Know.
The moon up above and the faint call of Easter.
You got to know to understand. Maybe take me by my hand. I'll lead you to the promised land.
You got to know to understand.
One more point and that's this.
You got to know to understand. Maybe take me by my hand.
And today we are talking about the minimum wage. So from the 1st of April, the minimum wage increased to $23.50 for adults. And for the starting out and training wage, it increased to $18.80. So what about the training wage? How is this different than the adult minimum wage and the starting out wage? Well, the training minimum wage applies to people who are essentially in an apprenticeship style situation. That's the most common way that the training wage applies. So the training minimum wage applies if you are 20 or over. So if you are 20, if you are under 20 and you are doing training like an apprenticeship, the same rules apply, but you're technically on the starting out wage, not the training wage. I'm not clear why It's the starting out wage, not the training wage. But anyway, it's the same amount, so I'm not clear on what the issue is. So you've got to be 20 or over to get the training minimum wage. And this is very important, your employment agreement states that you have to do at least 60 credits a year of an industry training program to become qualified in the area you are working in. Now, again, if you are under 20, and this is technically the starting out wage, your employment agreement needs to state that you need to do at least 40 credits a year in industry training program to become qualified in the area that you are working in. So it's exactly the same rules. If you're under 20, you just have to do at least 40 credits, so a slightly lower amount. Once you are 20 and over, then you must be doing at least 60 credits a year in order to qualify for the training wage. So the training minimum wage usually applies to apprentices. And importantly, there's no upper age limit on this. So if you decided that you would go back and apprentice as a builder or an electrician or something like that in your 30s or 40s, then you could still be paid that $18.80 while you are doing that training. But it's really important that you understand that the training wage only applies in that very specific circumstance where you have an employment agreement that says that you have to do at least 60 credits a year. So it has to be in your employment agreement. It needs to be an industry training program, so it needs to be a recognised qualification, and it needs to be leading to you becoming qualified in the area you are working in. So it needs to meet that criteria in order for you to be paid the training wage. It is not enough for an employer to say, well, I'm training you up, therefore I'm entitled to pay you the training wage. That is not how the training wage works. So the training wage doesn't apply if you're just being trained at work. For example, if you're being trained by your boss at the start of your job, for the training wage to apply, you must be doing an approved industry training program. It also doesn't apply if you are supervising or training other workers. So just like with the starting out wage, you must be paid at least the adult minimum wage if you are doing supervision or training other workers, even if you are still doing those credits as part of your employment. You must be paid at least the adult minimum wage. And the reasoning behind this is that you are, in theory, you could be being paid less than the people you are training or supervising, and that's not really appropriate. We don't want the people who are in charge to be being paid less than the people that they are looking after. So that's the reason behind that one. So yeah, if you are an apprenticeship, if it is an industry training program, it's pretty, you know, it'd be pretty obvious if that was the case, then that's the situation in which the training wage applies. There might be some situations where you are not an apprentice, but you do still meet this criteria, in which case the training wage could also apply. But it is very important that that information around the credits is in your employment agreement. And that 60 credits is, there's an expectation that that is like, you know, NZQA credits, that it's a recognised qualification as well. It can't just be something that your boss has kind of put together in that respect. So, provided it meets that criteria, while you are still doing that, your boss can pay you that $18.80. Once you have finished that qualification, so once you are no longer doing, you know, education as part of your employment, then you must again be paid the adult minimum wage. So once there's no longer 60 credits in a year as part of your employment, then you must be paid the adult minimum wage. And that applies whether you finished and are now fully qualified, but it also applies if you stop doing your qualification, right? And you're no longer able to do it, then the adult minimum wage would still apply to you in that situation as well. So that's how it works when you're being paid an hourly rate, and it's pretty easy to figure out. The easiest way to check to see if you are getting the minimum wage is to ask your boss for a payslip. So if you're not routinely getting a payslip, and some do and some don't, then it's perfectly okay to ask your boss for one. This shouldn't be hard for them to do. They should have a system. They are required to keep records as part of employment law anyway. So ask for a payslip and they should be able to tell you how many hours you are working and how much per hour you are getting. Now, if you are receiving, if there are deductions coming out of your pay, then you should still be able to see how much you were getting first and then how much any deductions are. Deductions coming out of your pay can be a little bit iffy. So if you don't know what the deductions are or why they're coming out of your pay or whether your boss is entitled to do that, then that's a good idea to get some legal advice about it and just check, because sometimes employers are deducting things from your wages that they actually shouldn't be. As well as that, if you are a casual employee, then you're entitled to 8% in your wages generally rather than annual leave. But again, this should be easier to identify in your payslip. So you should be able to see the total that you're getting plus an extra 8%. It should be like a different line with the extra amount. If you don't get that and you are thinking that that's the way you're being paid, then again, you can go back to your boss and ask for a bit more detail around how that is supposed to work. So once you've got your payslip, you can then calculate whether or not you are being paid at least that minimum before any taxes or other things come out of it. It's easiest to do if you're being paid an hourly rate, but do check that the number of hours on your payslip matches with the number of hours you are actually doing. It is also important to note that if you are being asked to come in before work for a meeting, for example, and this is not optional, so it's a requirement that you are there, then you should actually be being paid for that. And if you're not being paid for that, it might be pushing you under the minimum wage as well. But what about if you're earning a salary? So salary is where you get paid a certain amount per year, and then it just gets split up into even amounts every week or every fortnight. The salaried hours to be worked should be in your employment agreement. So you should be able to look at your employment agreement and work out how many hours you are supposed to be working. And then what you want to do is divide your total pay by the number of hours you've worked in a pay period to make sure that you're earning the minimum wage. So this should give you a rough idea of whether your pay rate is what it should be. And again, on the website, the employment website, you can see what the amounts are for a 40-hour week and an 80-hour fortnight. So you can, you know, work that out if that's kind of the amount that you are working. You can then divide the amount you get by the number of hours that you're working and see whether it comes out to the right amount or not. If it doesn't, then you may be being paid less than the minimum wage because of the number of hours that you are working. And finally, if you're being paid a piece rate, this is a commission where you're paid for a number of pieces you work on. For example, apple picking is the most common, planting trees, etc. If you're paid per piece, like per bin of apples, you must still receive at least the relevant minimum wage for each hour worked. So to check that you're doing this where you're being paid a piece rate, divide your total pay in a pay period by the number of hours that you worked in that pay period. And so it should still come out to at least the minimum wage. Might be more, that's great. But if it's lower than that, it doesn't matter that you're being paid per bin of apples, it's still not okay. You still need to be being paid at least that minimum wage. So it's really important that you get good records of what your pay is so that you can work that out. If your boss can't provide those to you, then that's a little bit of a red flag that that you maybe need to investigate a bit further. But you are always entitled to ask for a payslip. That is something that your employer should be providing for you anyway. So we've been talking about the minimum wages. If you have any questions about this or other legal issues, you can call Taranaki Community Law on 0800 529 878 to make an appointment. Our service is free if you can't otherwise afford a lawyer, and we do quite a lot of employment stuff. So if you don't think you're being paid the right amounts, you can give us a call and make an appointment to see one of our lawyers. As always, though, this is only general information. It's not meant to replace specific advice of a lawyer. Otherwise, kia kōrero aho, a te rā wā. Well, it's all right,
as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, this show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air.
To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.